Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and I am joined in the studio today by Mariah McDaniel from Fairfield Memorial Hospital. How are you doing?
Good.
You mouthed something. Right?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're way back there in the back, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, and you brought friends with you today.
I did, yes.
Okay, who'd you bring with you?
I brought John Reynolds. He's at Fairfield National Bank.
He's not Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He's Fairfield National Bank.
I was just going to say, Fairfield National Bank.
Okay.
John Reynolds.
Okay.
And then I have Cal Lyons. You picked him up on the way in. Well, I made him drive himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then Cal Lyons. All right. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you, Tom?
I'm just fine. How are things going down at Fairfield National Bank?
Good as always.
And then how did Mariah corral you into coming out here today?
We're here to talk about our smart donor program that we have at Fairfield National Bank. Ooh. Through my broker-dealer, MSTC. That's what brings Cal in.
Okay.
We've been working with the hospital for a few years now.
Okay, and Cal, you're not from Fairfield.
No, Tom, I'm from Midwestern Securities. We're located in East Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I actually live in Eureka.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're involved in the Smart Donor Program, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. We are going to talk about the Smart Donor Program and planned giving for Fairfield Memorial Hospital, for the foundation, and all that they do here in just a few moments on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
I don't agree with Dave Ramsey. Well, that just makes you stupid. Not because Dave Ramsey's some kind of smart guy, but when 10 million people use this system to get out of debt and you sit on your broke butt and have an opinion about money and argue with that, that makes you stupid. It's like a fat person arguing with a guy with a six-pack about his diet. This is proven. Millions of people have done this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Mariah McDaniel, Cal Lyons, and John Reynolds. Mariah is with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and she's with the foundation, the director of the foundation, in fact. And so what's going on with the foundation? Other than, you know, you're getting ready for big things, right?
Yes.
That you can't tell me about.
Well, we're continuously planning, obviously, for the expansion project.
Okay.
But more details will come for that. We are getting ready to send out our annual giving letters. So you'll be seeing those out in the mail. We'll be sending those out before the end of the year.
Okay.
A new program we actually have coming up that we plan to start at the beginning of the year. It's something new. It's called Guardian Hero.
Yeah.
And what it is that when you're a patient or you're in the hospital and just say someone does a good deed, or even you just have a really good nurse, or you have someone that really helped you find directions, they can donate at least $25 to the foundation. They don't have to give more. They can just give at least $25 in honor of that person. And we're going to recognize our employees that way. We have Guardian Hero pins. And so it's just kind of a nice incentive for when people are doing a good thing or do something good for a patient, that the patient can somehow reward them in this way. And so we're going to be kind of informing all of our employees about the program and launching it at the beginning of the year.
Not only is it just a recognition for the employee right now with a pin, it's a $25 donation as well.
Correct. Yeah. And they'll have that pin on their badge. So they'll be wearing it every day that they're in the hospital, so that anyone that comes in and sees that pin on their badge, they'll be recognized that they did something good and honorable.
All right. And what does the foundation do? Let's go down to basics for the foundation.
Yeah, well, we're the largest funding arm of the hospital. We try to keep up with modern technology and keep up with just different things in the medical offices, and just try to upgrade. We do the major fundraising for those things to kind of just keep updated, and now if we don't grow in certain areas, then we're going to just be an old rule hospital. But just some kind of brief, kind of going over some things that we've done. We've done a new nursing call system that has just overall the quality of our patients has improved by that.
Oh, okay.
For our nurses, they're able to look down the hallway and see, you know, certain light. I don't know the whole system exactly, but it does help the overall quality of care that our patients get from our nurses.
Right.
So different things like that are continuously improving our hospital that we raise money for.
And you do things, all the way from the foundation is responsible for purchasing things from furniture all the way up to technical devices, mm-hmm. medical devices that mm-hmm. The hospital uses on a daily basis, things that the hospital would have to put out money for mm-hmm. and then wait for the state or the government to reimburse them.
Correct.
And then they couldn't allocate money elsewhere mm-hmm. where it's more needed. Mm-hmm. So now you've teamed up with Cal and with John, mm-hmm. and they're now the planned giving's not new, is it?
No, not really. Not really anyone knows about it that much.
Oh, okay. All right. So is Cal the expert or is John the expert?
I think they're both experts.
They're both experts.
Yes, because compared to me, they are experts.
Good answer. Yes. Okay. All right. So is there a form at the hospital you get for planned giving, or do you go to the bank and get one from John? Or
well, we do have brochures that kind of just give some basic information as far as the planned giving. But there's a lot of information, I think, about it, and they can explain that they can't put all that into the brochure.
Oh, okay.
So it's just kind of, if they're interested in it and they see some information that they may find interesting, then they would really need to call John or Cal and talk to them more specifically about it.
So is Smart Donor new to planned giving, or is it a part of planned giving, or John, do you have an answer, or is it
Cal? I'll let Cal take this one. He's the founder of the Smart Donor Program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Smart Donor Program is a program that we started through our company. And specifically, because we're financial advisors, and we wanted to find a way for our financial advisors to better serve our donors. I mean, our clients that are donors.
Okay.
And we also work with a lot of not-for-profit organizations, and so we wanted to better serve them as well.
Okay. So, how does it apply? How does Smart Donor apply here in this case?
Well, in this particular case, we are working with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation to help them enhance their planned giving outreach.
Okay. So for the donor, how does it work?
Well,
you just sign up for Smart Donor and next thing you know, everything's good.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about all this. You know, the Smart Donor program really is specifically designed to help nonprofit organizations raise more money for their missions, their ministries, their causes, and especially for all those wonderful and very important services that they provide, you know, through communities throughout America and sometimes beyond America.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Smart Donor Program is designed specifically also to help donors personally to structure their charitable giving using some smart planned giving strategies, you know, to help them to maximize the effectiveness of their gifts, and while also utilizing the full range of tax and income benefits that are available to donors and the donors' families.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's advantages to the smart donor plan, right?
That's right.
Okay. And John, do people who work at Fairfield, or people who come into Fairfield National Bank and they have giving on their mind, do they think about, you know, do they know exactly where they want money to go, or are there programs in Fairfield that need money that people aren't really thinking of right offhand, like the hospital foundation?
Yeah, I see a mixture of both. We've had donors that wanted to give specifically to the hospital, and we got them set up in an arrangement, set up a trust for them, where they were able to do that in a very tax-efficient way. I've seen people that just want to give, and they don't know where they want to give. So we take a look at maybe a donor advised fund where you can make a charitable donation to a fund and then invest it in a way and get your immediate tax benefit. And then in the future, when you figure out where you want your donation to go, then you can send it to that charitable organization.
All right. We are talking about the Smart Donor Program with Mariah McDaniel, Cal Lyons, and John Reynolds. And we will be back in just a few moments to talk more about the Smart Donor Program and the Hospital Foundation here at Fairfield Memorial Hospital in just a moment. Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Mariah McDaniel with the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation and Cal Lyons and John Reynolds from FNB. And let's see. What about, I guess, when donors give money to things like the Hospital Foundation, they're looking for benefits, tax benefits. John mentioned it a couple of times here in the last segment. Cal, what are the tax benefits, and how can donors benefit from giving?
Sure. Well, you know, the fact is most donors are really unfamiliar with many gifting techniques that are available to them that not only help their charity but also provide valuable benefits to donors personally. Let me just share three of those right off the hand. One of them is an increase in income. Now, that may sound strange, but it's possible for many donors to actually increase their personal annual income by making gifts of certain types of assets. I'm giving money away, but somehow I'm increasing my income. Well, it's possible in some cases. Another benefit is to reduce taxes. Now, everyone knows that if you itemize on your income tax returns, you may be able to receive a tax deduction for your charitable gift. However, what many overlook is the possibility to reduce or eliminate capital gains taxes, you know, when they use appreciated assets for giving, mm-hmm. and the possibility to reduce or eliminate estate taxes for their heirs. But the third thing, which I think is probably maybe the most important, is that planned giving can help to start and promote a family legacy of philanthropy, you know, to their favorite charity or to their church. Mm-hmm. And I think for many people, that's the ultimate thing anyway, is being able to support the causes that are close to them.
Okay. John, do you see a lot of giving in that way, legacy giving? Families deciding generation after generation to give to the same charities?
Yeah, I would say so. You see parents or grandparents build a belief in the family system to give to a particular charity and have that outlook on the world.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of ways can people come into your office and give to certain charities in Fairfield? Does the money just pass from you to the charity, or can they set up? If they set up a trust, are there different ways to set that up? Or
it's really going to depend on the particular situation for that that prospective donor. Okay. There's several different trusts. We don't have enough time to get into the different ways that you can give. But what I would do is I would sit down with that prospective donor, go through, you know, their situation, what they want to potentially give, what kind of organization they want to give to. I would take that information, sit down with Cal, talk it over, and figure out what the best option for them would be.
So what you're telling me is, at FNB, if I go down to your office, I can have personalized giving, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And that's the great thing about FNB, right? Personalized service, right?
You nailed it, Tom.
Like I've told guests before, I'm here for you. So I'm not doing my job if you don't look good. So you started the Smart Donor program. When does Smart Donor go into effect? Has that been recently, or is it just new to the area?
Well, the Smart Donor program is unique to the securities industry. In other words, most financial advisors don't really work very much in that space, simply because it's not something that they're really trained in.
Oh, okay.
But so we wanted to, you know, to enhance our ability to, you know, to work with our charitable organizations and our clients that support charities. So The Smart Donor Program really is just another name that we put on a service that allows us to help small and middle-sized type of nonprofit organizations to be able to offer some of the same services that you would get if you went to the U of I Foundation.
Oh, okay.
You know, so the big organizations, they don't need us. You know, they've got lawyers and all kinds of stuff. But what we find is that most charities, this is a weak spot for them to be able to offer planned giving services because they're underfunded, they're understaffed, and they're undertrained.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a service that really helps them to be able to offer things that they can't really afford to do on their own.
Okay. So are you working with John, or are you working with Mariah, or are you working with both?
Well, MSTC is the parent company, and that we actually own the Smart Donor trademark and put the program together. We work with John from the standpoint that he is a financial advisor. We work with his bank, mm-hmm. and so we are able to offer security services through the bank.
Oh, okay.
And so that's the connection.
Okay.
And so then I work with advisors like John to be able to reach out to their community, and especially in this particular case, Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
You know, because Charlotte St. Ledger was who we started with before Mariah was.
Okay.
And she recognized that, gee, we really need to be able to do more in planned giving, but we don't really know how.
Okay.
And so this is really what kind of the service that we offer.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Mariah McDaniel, Cal Lyons, and John Reynolds. We're talking about the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation and the Smart Donor Program and giving to the Fund Foundation. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking with Mariah McDaniel from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Cal Lyons from MSTC, right? This is the name of the company, right? And John Reynolds from FNB. And we're talking about the Hospital Foundation and the Smart Donor Program, which has been going on for kind of a while. So it was in place when Mariah came on board as the director of the foundation. So here's my question. How does Smart Donor help charities and like the hospital?
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, you know, the charities themselves get help because they aren't able really to help themselves too much. You know, they're underfunded, understaffed, undertrained. But what we do is that we help them, establish some planned giving things like web pages or websites, provide training to board members, their employees, present educational seminars to donors, provide customized donor gift proposals, and help in coordinating legal, trust, and investment services that might be needed along the way. So through the Smart Donor Program, we provide assistance to both the donor and to the charity, through all those different stages.
Right. So that makes sense. The hospital is in the business of healing people, and they really wouldn't know how to make money. On the side.
I think they know how to make money.
Well, yeah, but they don't know how to raise money in a way that is beneficial to them, like the hospital foundation, which is a complete separate arm of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What is the working relationship between Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation and MSTC?
Well, as I said, we started with a few years ago when Charlotte was the foundation. And some of the things that we started to do at that time is that we actually began to build a website for them on planned giving. And the primary reason for that is that you need a source, a place to be able to hang your banner out there and say, hey, you know, we don't just do 5K runs and whatever else we may
right.
be do
golf scrambles and
so forth. that we are we also can assist and help, you know, in the state type planning gifts. And so what we did is we kind of laid out a program, you know, over the next 12 months, or in this case now we're going into 36 months maybe, but a plan to be able to begin to educate their board members and educate their volunteers and so forth as to what plan giving is all about and how does it work. We've developed promotional pieces, and John and I conducted some focus groups where we met with some attorneys, we met with volunteers, we met with some donors, and this was all giving us information to be able to know how best can we promote this and educate this program to the community. Because, you know, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is a treasure for this community, and it's one of the things that we found out in one of the focus groups actually was that in talking to attorneys, and attorneys were kind of interested in knowing that we had these services available here at Fairfield Memorial. If we had situations that people are, what can I do with my estate, or what are some of the ways that I can structure our giving, you know, to better benefit not only the foundation, but how can we better take advantage of that? And so, one of the things that we discovered was that one attorney said, "Well, you know, we have a I do a lot of estate plans, and money goes out of the community, you know, many times after somebody passes away. But this is a way that we can encourage people to utilize some of the same strategies that they may get if they went to U of I University or something like that. So what are some strategies that we can do and maybe keep some of those dollars, you know, in the community after somebody passes?"
Do people, John, giving to the hospital, are they doing it because it's Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation? Is giving to the foundation like shining that trophy in the city of Fairfield?
I think so. I think the people that we've talked to that want to donate to the hospital foundation, they usually have a story of how the hospital has improved their life, helped them in some way, and they want to be able to give back to that. They recognize that Fairfield Memorial Hospital is a very important part of this community, and they want to be a part of that.
Okay, so now we've talked about the Smart Donor Program for a while. So where do people get the information on Smart Donor? And did they just come into your office, John?
They can, yeah. If they're interested, they can come in and sit down with me. If they want to go to Mariah, Mariah would be happy to send them a copy of their legacy planning guide. And she also has some brochures that she could hand out to them for some information. FNB Asset Management is a division of Fairfield National Bank, FNB. Securities are not insured by the FDIC, not a deposit or other obligation of or guaranteed by the depository institution. Subject to investment risks, including possible loss of the principal amount invested. Securities, insurance, and investment advisory services are offered through Midwestern Securities Trading Company, LLC, MSTC. Member FINRA, SIPC. MSTC and FNB are not affiliated.
Okay, and the website information is on the Fairfield Memorial Hospital website. Mariah, they can't hear you shaking your head.
Sorry. Yes. Yes.
All right. All of your information is on the Fairfield Memorial Hospital site, and that is fmh.com?
Org.
Okay. Yep. All right. That is going to do it for today. We've been talking to Mariah McDaniel, Cal Lyons, and John Reynolds about the Smart Giving Program, the Smart Donor Program at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and how you can get involved. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.